Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number three, our third and final live right here on this Tuesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid, a special edition on the grid today. DRS and myself live in person, live in studio. A ton to get to here up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. Our fourth and final conference semifinal series around the NBA postseason begins tonight in the Twin Cities. It's the Timberwolves and the Warriors in game number one. Game number two tonight in the land. The Cavaliers trying to at least split their opening two games of their second round set against the Indiana Pacers. A lot to preview around the NBA playoffs on this Tuesday night. A full Tuesday card in Major League Baseball. 15 games on the diamond. All 30 MLB teams in action. We've got a lot to get to here, DRS.
Yeah, excited for it, too. And the setting up another level where it's like, do the road teams continue to have some fun here in round number two? And something to check on there. Also, that 7-point line's turning to 6.5, so people may be buying into that narrative again where you have some teams that have won a championship in the past with some pedigree that are going to be playing some great basketball here entering into round number two. So looking forward to it. Major League Baseball on the docket as well on a deep card on a Tuesday.
The dogs have been barking to start off the second round of this NBA postseason. The Pacers won outright on Sunday in Cleveland as an 8.5-point dog. Last night, the Knicks, 9-point dog, winning in OT over the Celtics, coming back from down by as many as 20 midway through that third quarter. The Nuggets winning outright as a 10.5-point underdog in Oklahoma City, trailing by 13 points with 6.5 minutes remaining in regulation. A doubleheader of NBA playoff action on this Tuesday, first in Cleveland, then in Minnesota, and that is our focus, DRS. Game number one of the second round between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Anthony Edwards wants this series, wants this opponent, wants the competition as the Dragon Slayer he has become in the Western Conference. How well will it go for the Timberwolves in game number one and this series? It was the question to all of you in Fade the Public. At Sports Grid on Twitter, who will win the second round series, the Western Conference semifinal set between Minnesota and Golden State? And most of the public, DRS, really not all that close. More than 68% of the votes backing the Timberwolves, 68.3% at Sports Grid on Twitter. Minnesota going to win this second round set over the Golden State Warriors. Is Donnie Wrightside fading the public?
I'm not going to fade the public in this spot. I am going to go with the Warriors, with the Timberwolves, which is the way I voted here. 68% of the public coming in on that side as well. And rightfully so. They're the favorites. They're supposed to draw more attention. But also understand this. We didn't get to the second round here as a fluke for the Timberwolves. They took it to the Los Angeles Lakers, Luka Doncic and LeBron James, and a 2020 effort by Rudy Gobert in a closeout game situation. The last thing you need for the rest of the NBA is for Rudy Gobert to get an offensive game and get confidence down on the low block, which he did against the Lakers. Now, things are going to change, and I'm respecting of the Warriors because they have a championship pedigree. Steph can still rise up. Jimmy Butler's been phenomenal. Draymond Green playing like he's rejuvenated once again. That's a pretty good starting lineup and one of the better coaches in the NBA in Steve Kerr. Not going to be a quick series, but also understand this. There's a difference between who do you think is going to win this series and who do you think is going to cover cover on a game-to-game basis. So for the series itself, I do think the Wolves' home court advantage are the better team and right. should advance. But on a day-to-day basis, we're going to have some certainly different opportunities, and including tonight as well.
And the odds back that up. The odds, in fact, DRS, following what the public is thinking here as well. Minnesota now a minus 194 favorite outright to win this second round set in front of Golden State. Now, we had some conversation behind the scenes here on the early line last week and looking forward to this potential series before Minnesota knocked off the Lakers in the gentleman's sweep when the Warriors were up 3-1 in front of the Rockets as well. Of course, Golden State lost back-to-back games, tested and the road underdog in Game 7 against the Rockets in H-Town. And Minnesota made very quick work of LeBron, Luka, and the Lakers. The odds makers at the time had Golden State nearly $2 in front of Minnesota to win the Western Conference crown. Our producer extraordinaire, and correctly so, Joe Friso said the Timberwolves would be the series favorites in front of Golden State. Myself and JY in a commercial break said, Friso, you're crazy. Look at the odds right here. The Warriors would be the favorite. Well, we had it wrong. Friso had it right. Frankly, the odds makers, although we love your FanDuel, had it slightly off as well. Because the Timberwolves, not just like a minus 120, basically, pick 'em favorite here, DRS. Minnesota has home floor advantage. They have the rest advantage in front of Golden State, and they are now a minus 194 favorite. Now, you're not fading the public. You think the T-Wolves do win this second round series to advance to the Western Conference Finals for a second straight season. Do you think it should be that strong of a price in favor of Minnesota?
No, I don't. I think it's pretty much gotten away almost a minus 200 price at this point right now. But again, they are the better team. And also, you have to understand where they're coming off from the season itself. Expectations to start the season still pretty high for the Minnesota Timberwolves, even though they made that move from Cat over to Julius Randle. Yeah. And Randle really coming into his own on that team, but also understanding the plot here. Once you get to the playoffs, man, what a series that's going to be. The Los Angeles Lakers, you know, looking to take on the Timberwolves. High, you know, advantage goes to the Lakers on home court advantage. They beat them in five games, which means they clinched in Los Angeles, which was great. And then also, to me, not watching the NBA season next year, I sort of say thank you to the Warriors for doing that for me, but also understand this. A lot of people, I guess, believing that the Rockets weren't a great basketball team entering into the playoffs, and still that still went seven games.
Correct.
So you're having that lull play over, and also understand this too. Rested and ready, you're going to find out a lot about what those aging legs of the Warriors have, because if they play well and can win a game number one in Minnesota, that could really shake up the Richter scale on the series. But for me, I just think the Timberwolves are a better overall team, and I always trust home court advantage and give that team the bump, which will be the Timberwolves.
And there's no doubt about it. The T-Wolves do have that home floor advantage. Mm-hmm. They are the sixth seed. The Warriors are the seventh seed, and yet Minnesota gets that home floor advantage because of the opening round upset over the Lakers. Minnesota was the underdog entering that series. Yeah. Golden State, the ever-so-slight favorite, thus the Rockets' referendum. Let me ask. It did go to seven. Houston was a slight favorite for that seventh game, but you would think if being the two seed and having home court advantage for any game would be most paramount, it would be a seventh and final game. So, DRS, are you done watching the NBA regular season?
I mean, there's only one thing that can help your boy watch the regular season next year. The ping pong balls bounce around, comes up Sixers flag. I will be at game one for the Philadelphia 76ers 2024.
Wow.
Even if I have to miss PFT, if it ends up on a Monday or Thursday, or even a Sunday. I'll miss a Sunday here to make sure I'm there for opening night for the flag era in Philadelphia.
For what it's worth on the early line, we'll give you that next morning. Off, wherever it needs to be.
Really?
That would be a tight turnaround.
But what happens if we're like redoing stuff, though? Do I still get the day off or no?
Well, yeah, then there'd be Joe Ranieri and Tom Vecchio.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a good show if you do ask me. That is the only chance at the ping pong balls next
flag
Monday, because I think it's May 12th,
when is it?
Right?
Yeah. I got to get
involved. It is Monday, May 12th. That's the NBA draft lottery, 6 days from right now. If the ping pong balls fall the way to the Philadelphia 76ers, fifth best odds, DRS.
Yeah.
Fifth
yep.
best chance for Philadelphia to earn that number one overall selection, and of course the Cooper flag sweepstakes. Now, I do want to tie back to our Minnesota and Golden State series.
Yeah.
So, as we have seen so far, in our first three game ones of our four second round sets, the road underdog catching at least 8.5 points has won outright. The line is working to Minnesota to win this series outright.
Yes.
And yet the line for game number one tonight is interesting.
Yes, it is.
Timberwolves are a 6.5 point home favorite for the opening game of this set tonight in Minneapolis. And yet the public is more so looking at Golden State. Only in spread is what we can see on the FanDuel Sportsbook via those stats. But 51% of the money on the spread bets backing Golden State. 65% of the overall volume of bets backing Golden State. Now, is there a chance the Warriors could cover and still lose outright for sure? But interesting there, DRS, some of the public love for Golden State in the game one bets, but not so much in the series prices.
The copycats, though. We're taking a look at what happened so far in round number two and game number one against teams that were on the road and underdogs, you know, winning outright by close to double-digit favorites. And you're saying, well, I get Steph Curry, I get Jimmy Butler, I get Draymond Green. I just got to hang around in this game, let alone win, and I can get the cover by a touchdown. I agree with the line dropping. I do.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on, a preview of this full MLB slate next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A full Tuesday slate around Major League Baseball. Every team, all 30 clubs in action on the diamond on this Tuesday. But DRS, we've mentioned that a few times. We're selling the people short. 16 games on this Tuesday because we have a doubleheader in the nation's capital. Some bad weather on the East Coast this week. A rainout yesterday. We're hoping for better on this Tuesday. Not exactly the warmest temperatures.
No.
And some clouds and some rain expected in the forecast. But we're hoping we can play all 16 of these games on a Tuesday. That includes inside Yankee Stadium up in the Bronx today. Game number two of this midweek set between the Padres and the Yankees. The Yanks led 3-0 entering the eighth yesterday. Devin Williams in his debut year in pinstripes. Man, it's been a struggle. The Padres scoring four in the top of the eighth to rally for the 4-3 win. Tonight, Clark Schmidt gets the start for the Yanks. Michael King back in the Bronx for the Padres. It was King who was involved in the Juan Soto deal. Now, a few years ago, he gets the start against his former team. And the Padres now, you see a pick'em price right there, DRS, an ever so slight favorite, minus 112 in terms of that money line.
No. Shows a lot of respect here for San Diego, and rightfully so. Let me explain some things here. We're going to go on this game. 31 pitchers on the card today that are handicapped here with XFIP numbers. You take a look at Clark Schmidt on the mound. He's 26 out of 31, which isn't going to help you. 14 and two-thirds innings pitched, 5.52 ERA, but an XFIP of 4.79. Now, you might be saying he's pitching a little bit over his head and not getting the breaks there. That's one thing, but usually those things start to even out. Michael King, on the other hand, hasn't been sensational this year, but still top 10 today on the card with his XFIP numbers. 38 and two-thirds innings pitched. How about a 2.09 ERA, which you love, a slightly higher XFIP of 3.31. Now, you go over to the hitting environment and say, okay, what are you getting out of Yankee Stadium today? As Ben pointed out, 61 degrees, which is okay, but the wind isn't blowing out. More of a right foul pole to left foul pole. You take a look in the lineup today for the Padres. Fernando Tatis, love him, having a sensational season. Probably should be in your lineup. But how about this? Talked about Jackson Merrill, right? Anticipated in the lineup today. Jackson Merrill there, the left-handed bat here for the San Diego Padres, which could give them a little bit of a lift. But when we focus on the bats here for the New York Yankees, it always starts and finishes with the top three who are really good. Trent Grisham's having a sensational season as a lefty, Aaron Judge, and also Ben Rice. Those three guys, high ISO powers, high weighted on base percentages. But then again, it's going up against Michael King. 156 batters he's faced this year. Take a look at his ISO against an 092. That's microscopic. A weighted on base percentage of 249. Look at the K rates here combined. 30% overall, and it's equal opportunity. Like 32% to lefties, 26, 27% to right-handed batters. He should be able to hold down the fort here. Just pitch around that top three. The Padres should be able to get a victory again tonight. I agree with that line being very light.
San Diego looking pretty good on the road after a sensational, nearly historic start at home inside Petco. 23-11. The record now for San Diego, trailing the Dodgers by only a 3.5 game for the best mark, not just in the National League West or the NL, but in all of Major League Baseball. Game number two tonight in the Bronx, San Diego, now an ever so slight favorite, minus 112 on that money line, but basically a pick'em. DRS, we talked about the best contender for the Dodgers in the National League, San Diego in the running, San Francisco in the running. Maybe the Chicago Cubs as well. 22-14, the record for the Cubbies so far this year. The only team north of 500 in the NL Central. Best record in that division and nearly a $4 minus money favorite to win the divisional crown. Led by the best offense in baseball. 217 runs scored this year for the Cubs. The only team north of 200. The only team with more than 190 runs scored so far this year, including 9 last night, DRS, in the series opener against San Francisco. Ian Happ, a 3-RBI day to top that lineup for the Cubbies. More than a $1.50 favorite here in game number two against the Giants.
Yeah, it's a really fun lineup that they have. Take a look at Verlander for the Giants coming in. 37 innings pitched on the season. It's a 4.38 ERA. It's expected ERA at 4.38. It was actually a 3.72, so getting a little bit unlucky here. Not a terrible xFIP number, but not a great one at 4.31. You take a look at Colin Ray on the mound. He's 12th on the card today of about 30 pitchers. He's had 24 and two-thirds innings pitched on the season. How about an ERA of 1.46, but the expected ERA out of that 1.46 is a 3.52, and his xFIP is a 3.75. So maybe we do get hits today, but if you're taking a look at the lineup itself, Colin Ray this year, you take a look at his numbers. Not a high K-rate guy, but sort of dancing around and making some plays because his ISO power number against combined between lefties and righties, an 0.85. That's microscopic. That means if you're not getting extra base hits, it takes three hits to get a run per inning, and that's usually not a great recipe for success. Love the Giants lineup. Adames, Chapman, Flores, decent today, but as always, we focus on the Chicago Cubs. It looks great on a day-to-day basis. Right-handed batters have gotten the best here of Verlander to the tune of a 222 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 321. What do we always love about Verlander in the past? Unbelievable strikeout numbers. That's not that type of pitcher anymore. Yeah. Only a 20% K rate here, which isn't great. Look at the middle of that lineup for the Cubs today based on just going up against right-handed pitching this season. If we're just using ISO power numbers again, if you're not familiar, it's what damage you're doing at the plate, doubles, triples, and home runs. You want that number to be a 165 or higher as an average. The reason I bring that up, take a look at the 2 through 6 today. 273, 300, 283, 487, and 295. And the guy we love talking about there, Pete Crow Armstrong, at 295 ISO power number through 103 bats against right-handed pitching. It's got to be the Cubbies for me today. I think you have the better pitcher and the better lineup on the mound today.
DRS PCA batting in the 6th spot yesterday for Craig Counsell. Yeah. Nico Horner behind him, Dansby Swanson, and Nicky Lopez. The final four guys in the starting lineup for the Cubbies yesterday, all scoring at least a run. Pete Crow, Armstrong, Horner, and Dansby Swanson scoring multiple runs. Sign of a very strong offense there in Chicago. The New York Mets, a 5-4 win yesterday to open up their series in Phoenix against the D-backs. Two-run home run out of Polo Bear Pete Alonso, and Frankie continues it. That's Francisco Lindor, a three-run shot as well. Really good matchup today. Zach Gallen gets the start for Arizona. The Diamondbacks, an ever-so-slight money line favorite at home. What do you like tonight?
This game's going under here. And by the way, David Peterson, we take a look. Usually Gallen is that name, but Peterson on the season, 32 and two-thirds innings pitched here, 3.06 ERA. But how about the xFIP? Lower than that, 2.88. Absolutely phenomenal. Here's where the game's going to come down to. Peterson as a left-handed pitcher has been very good against lefties and righties. You look at the lineup for the Diamondbacks on the season, not very good at all with power numbers against left-handed pitching. I just told you that ISO power number metric that we look at, 165 or higher is where you want to be. Look at the 9 batters anticipated tonight for the Diamondbacks. 062, 146, 143, 115, 073, 050, 125, 0, and 119. Mets going to get this, but also my favorite bet, probably under tonight.
And you got a little bit of wiggle room there with the 9 staying under that total
tonight.
10 runs
beat you. Come on,
downtown Phoenix. What did you make of the city additions released yesterday for the D-backs?
Move to another city at this point. When I saw those, that reminds me of Glendale, Arizona. No, it doesn't. What connection is that? It's Glendale, Arizona.
It had kind of the old colors, the turquoise and the purple.
Don't they have like 5 city additions?
More MLB next.
What is it?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Another day for the history books in Major League Baseball. It is Skeens Day 31 in the history of MLB, a part of this very full slate Tuesday around the bigs. The Buccos on the road under the arch in St. Louis, and despite being on the road, DRS, in a 12-24 team, Pittsburgh with Skeens on the mound is an ever-so-slight money line favorite, minus 125. Total of 7 today against the Redbirds in the Lou. 14 games this year. Pittsburgh Pirates have been booked as the favorite. This is the 8th start of the season made by Paul Skeens. You would have to assume that nearly half of the times the Pirates have been favored this year, Skeens has been on the bump. And yet Pittsburgh just straight up 3-4 in the 7 outings that Paul Skeens has made this season. His overall record, 3-3. Will he get his 4th win of the season today against St. Louis?
What if I told you Paul Skeens is not the better pitcher on the mound today? What would you say about that?
What would you say about that?
Liberatore? Who's that guy? Well, let's explain it again. 31 pitchers on the card today with at least 5 innings pitched in 2025. And you know me, I'm a big XFIP guy. I like to be able to determine the underlying value of the pitcher and what that means, not just the name on the back of the uniform. Top six, both of these guys reside in it. One guy, however, is 5th, 1 is 6th. Liberatore is a spot ahead of Paul Skeens. Take a look at Liberatore's season so far. 34 innings pitched, a 3.44 ERA, but look at that XFIP, 2.90. That is fantastic. Paul Skeens, 42 2/3 innings pitched. We're not saying he's being bad. He's actually got a 2.74 ERA, but a 3.01 XFIP number. Also, understand this. What happened last time we saw Paul Skeens? Fastball wasn't there. Couldn't strike anybody out. Does that mean that lower dip in velocity, something might be wrong with the shoulder? I'm not saying it, but you see the last start.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things I like to take a look at, because most people say, Skeens this late against St. Louis? And also, can we talk about the lineup for the Pittsburgh Pirates, which is like O'Neill Cruz hits a home run or nobody scores runs? Cardinals today, for me, we're going upset over Skeens.
12-24, the record for Pittsburgh. Skeens pretty good in his opening 6 starts of the year. Most recently, last Thursday, 3 earned given up against the Cubbies. All 3 of those earned runs against Skeens, courtesy of the long ball. But Matthew Liberatore.
Yeah, call him Michael.
Today,
I mean, come on. Sounds better, Michael.
Most shocking thing I've heard, Donnie Alib. Retour fan on the mound today.
It's a very conservative call by you right there.
For the St. Louis Cardinals. We head out to Atlanta. The Braves blanking the Reds yesterday for a 4-0 win. Atlanta avoiding the sweep on Sunday Night Baseball against the Dodgers, holding on for a 4-3 win. Expected to be rather easy today, DRS, in the A. Chris Sale on the mound for Atlanta. Minus 220. That money line price in favor of the Braves today. Total stands at 8. Will it be that simple for the Braves against the Reds?
Yeah, take a look at Sale in the season. And again, this is interesting where you're using some of those analytical numbers that sort of confuse some people just starting to learn. Like, what are the ERA? Does it give up a lot of runs? It makes some sense. The expectations are some of the ERAs don't make too much sense. Look at Chris Sale in the season. 35 1/3 innings pitched. Look at his ERA, close to the 5. Like, that's terrible. But his XFIP number is 3.25. The expected ERA out of that 4.84, Ben, is at a 3.32. Then you sort of slide it down and say, where's Abbott at this year? 19 innings pitched, a 2.84 ERA. That's tremendous. But his XFIP number much higher at a 4.48. When we take a look at the batting matchups today, Chris Sale struggling a little bit with right-handed batters, and good thing there'll be a lot of righties in the lineup today to sort of counterback that. But McClain's got good numbers, and Trevino, that's it. That's it for the Reds today. So it's like, okay, where are the runs coming from? For the Atlanta Braves, the matchup, not fantastic, but also understand this. You take a look at Andrew Abbott, a good strikeout pitcher, maybe walks a little bit too much from the right-hand side, but the lineup, Austin Riley starting to come into his own, couple home runs in the past couple games, Ozuna, Olsen in that lineup. A better lineup for the Braves and maybe the better pitcher overall. Don't love the game, but it seems like it's going to be a Braves line at minus 215.
Yeah.
Maybe the runs stay under 8 in this game because, you know, I just don't trust those Reds bats. That's probably where I'd go this one.
As we've shared, the Cubbies the only team with a winning record currently in the NL Central. 2 teams at even 500. The Brewers, 18-18. My Cincinnati Reds, 18-18 as well. We need 18 to become 80. The Reds go over their preseason win total, and I cash a bet. Today in Fenway, pretty good pitching matchup, at least on paper. Lucas Giolito in his second start in nearly 20 months against the Texas Rangers. Texas DRS sends out Nathan Eovaldi, who, of course, spent 3.5 years pitching inside Fenway as well. The Rangers with Eovaldi, a slight favorite today on the road in Beantown. What do you like?
And I'll take the slight favorite at that point, just on an Eovaldi move here. 42 2/3 innings pitching, as you said, you know, has a pedigree of being in that ballpark. Not going to surprise him pitching there. How about a 2.11 ERA and a 2.40 xFIP number? The second best pitcher on the card today. I do think it's not going to be good for Boston, so I'm going to go Rangers in this one. Regardless of the lineups, give me the better pitcher.
Giolito, his first start in about 18 months last week against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 6 innings of work, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, allowed 2 home runs, giving up about 90 pitches for Giolito. Eovaldi's been in the bigs for 14 years. Guy's been around for quite some time. More on the early lineup next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A doubleheader of NBA playoff action on this Tuesday night. Game number 2 in Cleveland between the Cavaliers and the Pacers. Game number 1, the opening game of our 4th and final round 2 set in Minnesota between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. We start in Cleveland. The Cavaliers, a 9-point favorite DRS against those Pacers. Total stands at 229 and a hook. Of course, as we have seen so far in each of our 3 conference semifinal sets, the road team has taken game 1. Despite being a rather hefty underdog. Indiana winning outright on Sunday as an 8.5-point dog in the opening game of this series. And the odds makers understand that. We'll talk about the lines tomorrow for our 2 series where the Knicks won in game 1, Denver winning in game 1, and the lines for game 2 being even stronger in favor of the home team, needing to at least earn that opening 2-game split. Same thought tonight for the Cavaliers. 8.5-point spread in game 1, 9-point number right now in favor of Cleveland for game 2. What response do you think we see out of the Eastern Conference's number 1
seed? I think we get a good response, but also understand this. How healthy are we coming into this game as the Cleveland Cavaliers? Still looking at Garland, but other guys banged up as well. You know, granted, it's the playoffs. If you can go, you're going to go. But that Garland injury where that toe, you don't really know what it's going to stand up to once you have to drive or dribble drive by somebody or play some defense or sprint down the court to see if that's going to be a re-injury and something to certainly watch. But also, this line sits at 9 right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook as high as 10. Like, why? What did you watch from game number 1? It's like, come on now. Cleveland's just going to get it together automatically. I love Cleveland. Love the fact that they absolutely wiped the Miami Heat off the court. They're a great basketball team. They were my pick to go to the finals and still sit in that mode. But I look at the 9 points, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm getting close to double digits again with the Pacers. Again, is the vantage point for the Pacers, mission accomplished. We're just going to go back to Indy and it's okay. We're 1-1. Right. Or are they going to try to play hard in this game, which I know they will? And understand this. We're not asking for just the winner of the game. You can get beat by 6, 7, 8 points here, 9 points and still get a push. I love that number. Like, I don't care if it's a trap. Like, Donnie, you understand that the numbers are there for a reason, not just because they want to trap people into it. That's what they think the favorite should be. But I got to tell you, I like the Pacers with the 9 tonight.
Yeah, listen, when you look at Indiana this year, you would look at their against the spread record as an underdog. 18-15-1 ATS. And their 3 games as a dog so far in this postseason, twice against Milwaukee, game number 1, of course, on Sunday against Cleveland. 2-1 against the spread, but both of those covers an outright victory. Why do we allude to that? Because Indiana 18-15-1 against the spread DRS is a playoff team as an underdog. Not bad. Still above 500. Profitable. But 18 covers, 17 outright wins. The Pacers straight up as a dog this year. 17-17. To have a 500 record outright as an underdog, you are keeping games close and competitive. And we can reference how the spread is slightly even more in favor of the Cavaliers, trying to earn that opening 2-game split tonight against the Pacers. We expect that to be the case. But to Donnie's point, it's just not a 2.5-point spread. The Cavaliers can win outright, draw even in this series. They win by 6. Indiana covered and with a little bit of wiggle room in doing so. And the Pacers are a very balanced team. When you look at Cleveland, of course, everything runs through Spider. Donovan Mitchell, 33 points in game number one, albeit in a losing effort. The Pacers, in their five playoff wins so far in their six total games, the RS, they've had at least six guys in double figures, as we saw on Sunday. All five starters scoring at least 13 points. Andrew Nembhard, the leading scorer, bearing five triples with 23 to pace the Pacers.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to see, too, because what that starting lineup is actually going to be, because if you can get a Darius Garland out there, be healthy and effective, that's certainly going to change some things up. Been down for a couple games. Expectations are, I guess, he's going to play because we see an 18.5-point points prop here at the FanDuel Sportsbook for him. Interesting also as I slide down, which means we don't get a lot of Ty Jerome, who shot 20 times, I believe, in game number one. So it'll be interesting to see how he sort of filters in. But understand this. If there is a correlation in this game, it's not as if the number one overall seed is going to panic being down 0-1. It happens. We've seen it, and quite frankly, a lot so far in round number two. But looking from a Cleveland perspective, if you're going to win this game, what does your coach sit there and tell you? Like, they're going to sit there and go, you know what? It's defense, guys. That's where it starts at this point. Yep. So you see the graphic, it's 229.5. I think the correlation in this game is if the Pacers win, they're going to try to get out and run. That's what they do. But if the Cleveland Cavaliers win, now granted, we've seen them 115, 120, 130 points routinely in the regular season, but it's a little bit different in the playoffs. If I'm expecting Cleveland to win, that means they start on defense, which means that the tempo probably will be slower, as opposed to Indy going like, let's rev this car up, man. Let's get after it in game number two. We got nothing to lose. We already have a game in our pocket. Let's see if we can extend it and get it to two games. So for me, if it's a Cleveland win, it's going to stay under. If it's an over, it's probably an Indiana Pacers win. But for me, again, I do like the Pacers. I think they keep it close. I would be shocked if we're watching this game in the second quarter. Ah, turn it off. 22-point lead. The Pacers mailed it in. They're here, man. I like that team.
No doubt about it, DRS. Last night in our two games, 213 the total between the Knicks and the Celtics, needing overtime, and you got that push. Would have been an under and considerably so in regulation. Denver and OKC, though, combining for north of 240 or exactly 240, going well over that total last night in Oklahoma City. Cleveland and Indiana, 121-112, the victory for the Pacers in game number one on Sunday, over as well. We know the Pacers play up tempo, maybe not the best defensive team always. Indiana over in 4 of 6 so far in this postseason. The Cavaliers over in 4 of their 5 games so far in this NBA playoff run as well. Darius Garland does have a points prop out Brighton early here on this Tuesday morning, 18.5. He has not played since the second game of the opening round series for Cleveland. That was nearly 2 weeks ago, DRS.
What do you see with
against
that,
against Miami?
What, like, if I told you right now, 18.5, based on, forget about the, hey, he's working out before the game. What's your initial thought on that?
My initial thought would probably be to the over for Darius Garland. Scored at least 21 in both of those games against the Heat. You probably want to see exactly what he has, of course. But like we saw with Jimmy Butler returning for Golden State, are you getting a slightly discounted number because you are not expecting 100% efficiency? Yep. And are you taking advantage of that discount? Is it going to be 20-plus for the rest of this postseason?
And also ask you a question on that as well, because I was 1-0 series lead for the Cavs. We don't see Garland tonight again.
I would agree.
You know what I mean? So I think he might be rushed back just a little bit. And also, we're not talking about an injury. It's like, okay, maybe a little bit on a hamstring, take it easy. That is a toe, man. Everything you do is going to affect that movement here, and also the chance of re-injury I want to see. So, again, focusing, which I ask you before you get any information, later in the day, the beat writer is going to be all over this. At practice, here's what it is. No minutes restriction. Looks and feels great. Could have played game one. Played it safe. Saved them for game two. Yeah. And then it will be a different story. I'm going to lean towards the under right now because I don't know if this – he's not going to come back. NBA players don't be decoys. Hey, let me get in the starting lineup for 6 minutes like Willis Reed way back in the day for the Knicks. He, if he plays, he's probably going to be as close to 100% as possible. But the chance for re-injury, and is he rushing back because they really need him? That's what I need to see today.
Yeah, it's a really good point as well, DRS, to look at where things stand. Meanwhile, for the Pacers, there are five guys in the starting lineup, all with a points prop of 12.5 or greater. Again, speaks to the depth, the balance the Pacers play with. And when you look at what Cleveland has done – at least in their three home games in the land in the NBA playoffs, Spider scored at least 30. Donovan Mitchell's points prop tonight, 28.5. You would still think, even with Darius Garland back in the lineup, Donovan Mitchell has to go over that for Cleveland to win comfortably and maybe cover as that 9-point home favorite tonight in game number two. Now, I wasn't here over the weekend. I wasn't here on Monday.
Where were you doing?
I was out in L.A. Beautiful engagement party.
Orange County?
No. South Bay, Los Angeles, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach.
Wow.
Really good time. Beautiful weather right by the ocean. Saw a lot of people. Saw Andrew Siciliano,
did you?
Van Gundy, Chase Buttinger playing volleyball.
Wow.
You know, that's what he does now. So
is anywhere near Venice Beach? Anywhere near Venice Beach? Yeah. All right. Yeah. See, I need to get there.
You know Venice? You've
been to Venice? Yeah. I've lifted there before. Gold's Gym.
Really?
No, it hasn't.
I mean, this guy back in the day, absolute stud was Jack. I was going to ask, though, from the perspective, what was the price on the Cavaliers entering the series to win outright?
Yeah,
so that was really a question for Joe Frazo. But I would assume Frazo probably something close to what we saw for the Celtics minus 600, something of the sort. The Cavaliers now just a minus 230 favorite DRS to win this series outright entering game number two.
You probably should like that price the same way we talked about the Celtics price, but I got to tell you, like, the different feels. Like, the Celtics just had an epically bad game and lost. Like, they'll be fine. The Knicks are a solid ball club. But on the opposite side, like, I love what I saw of the Pacers. And I think the Pacers in this level, like round number two, probably the least respected team out of most teams right now, and they play well. So for me, I'm not excited. I love the Cavaliers. I'm not excited by that price point.
And the prices overall to win the Eastern Conference, to win the NBA championship, haven't changed all that much. Pacers made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Yeah, they got swept by the Celtics, but they still got there. We now head to Minneapolis up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Our final conference semifinal series starts tonight in the Twin Cities. It's the Timberwolves and the Warriors in game number one of this second round set. Again, in our first three game ones here in the second round of the NBA playoffs, the road team is a pretty hefty dog, has won outright. The Pacers getting 8.5. The Knicks in OT last night against the reigning champs getting 9 points. And the Denver Nuggets, a double-digit dog, winning outright in OKC. Will that follow suit tonight, as we see the Golden State Warriors as a 6.5-point dog tonight in the Twin Cities against the T-Wolves, with a total now on its way up ever so slightly to 10.5. The series outright odds, more people buying into the Timberwolves, but in terms of this Game 1 spread DRS, a little bit of love for Golden State, at least to keep things close and competitive in Game number 1.
And again, here's what we're lining up on this one. So are we getting the fool's gold, where everybody's like, oh, play one, take the dogs, and everything works out to your favor? And then you get stumped in this one because Minnesota's like, no, we're rested, we're ready, we're going to equal the go against the trend of what's taking place with some of these underdog points. And also, is this the one team that you worry about most? Because game number 7 for Denver was like, okay, veteran team still, we'll see how they play. Number 1 OKC, they played really well, ended up winning that game. But you see, like, Steph, how's he going to come out? Because that wasn't a clean series. Now, granted, they played the number 2 overall seed and played into a game 7, won game 7 on their home court when we saw game number 5 sort of throw it away because we know we're going to win game number six, not win game number six, and then play good defense and win game number seven. Does that hold up? Because I'm buying. Like, I'm biting on this one. Yeah. Steph's going to be ready. Jimmy's going to be ready. Draymond's going to be ready. And again, you don't have to win the game. You can play into the final possessions here, as we saw a couple games last night. Even though the Dogs won, they still covered those spreads, even if they would have lost at those margins here. I have a feeling, though, buying into this Golden State Warriors team is a little bit tougher than the previous ones that we just watched here. Not talking about Golden State themselves, but just round number two and game number ones.
Yeah.
I want to buy the seven, though. I really do.
And again, you see 65% of the bets right now in terms of the spread on FanDuel backing Golden State, expecting the underdog to at least keep this game tightly contested tonight. There is still a world, although it's not the 9 points the Knicks won outright or the double digits Denver was catching entering game one last night in Oklahoma City. Still a world where the Warriors lose this game outright, but do cover that 6.5 point spread. It would not be the craziest thing to see this decided by a possession or two. Unlike Denver, who had two full days off after Saturday night in game seven at altitude. Of course, they played game, I guess only one day off because today's Tuesday. Never mind, just one day off to play on a Monday night. Same for Golden State, who played on Sunday evening in Houston on the road in that seventh game, winning outright as an ever so slight dog. Held the Rockets to only 89 points. Some of that inexperience for the Rockets in the postseason catching up to them. Minnesota is not that, DRS. A team that reached the Western Conference Finals a season ago was that series outright favorite against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks with a lot of love for the Lakers winning that opening round set. Minnesota came in as the series underdog, turned it quickly on its head, winning in five, pulling off the gentleman's sweep. And when you talk about confidence, it's something that Anthony Edwards has for this series. You're buying into Golden State, maybe keeping this game on close tonight in Minneapolis. How do you feel about this second round series overall?
I do think it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. As we started at the top of the hour, take a look at where the public was going then. Of course, usually they go towards the favorites here, and rightfully so, because Minnesota is the better team and they have home court advantage and they're much more rested than the Golden State Warriors. So granted, you should think they would have the leg up, but also, it's a championship pedigree team. The Golden State Warriors are like, man, it's so great. Can't even believe we beat the two seed. Now we're playing with house money. They're not looking at his house money. They have rings on their finger, man. They got MVP awards here. They're ready to take it to the next step. And also, still getting into the challenge of how good are the Minnesota Timberwolves? The last time I checked, world championships, not really there. Anthony Edwards is a superstar. We're always laughing at Rudy Gobert doing things, and you can muscle him and let Rudy Gobert has an absolutely monstrous game number five and has that prevail. But there's one angle also where we take a look at some of these sucker bets that you could make. What was the defining moment in game number seven for the Golden State Warriors. It wasn't Steph Curry. It wasn't really Jimmy Butler. It's Buddy Hield, raining triples. So I look at his points prop today and I go, that's interesting. It's 9.5. Where does Buddy do most of his damage from? The 3-point line. But then again, I'm looking at his number here to make 3-point shots tonight. 2.5. Oh, minus 180. Yeah, that makes sense. No. Plus 144. Where's the setup on this one? Buddy Hield to make three triples at plus money? Where's the setup?
Where are we wrong? 12-15 from Buddy Hield from the floor overall in Game 7 to finish with a game-high 33 points. 9 of 11 from beyond the arc. Something we'll talk a little bit more about the props in a second. Something's a little bit off in the odds right now, and I think we're trying to find where we were incorrect earlier on or at this moment. Because again, we talked about this with our producer extraordinaire Joe Friso, who thought that Minnesota would be favored. I disagreed because Golden State up 3-1 in their opening round series. When Minnesota was up 3-1, we thought the Warriors were going to clinch that in five in Houston, or even in six. Got a little precarious, but did win outright in a game seven on the road, even as a slight dog. Golden State had a $2 better price, 6-1 to win the Western Conference crown at that time. They were up 3-1 in front of Minnesota, who was also up 3-1 on the Lakers, 8-1 number. We knew that if that was going to be the series, regardless of the duration for either team, that Minnesota was going to have home floor advantage. Minnesota was the series underdog against the Lakers. They were the one pulling off the upset. You get ready for tonight. The T-Wolves are nearly a $2 series outright favorite. And Donnie, look at those Western Conference odds. Golden State is 8-1 to win the Western Conference crown. A longer price even advancing a round than they did entering round number one. So where are we wrong? Were we wrong earlier in the opening round sets and maybe Golden State not as good as we thought because it took them seven games to beat the Rockets and Minnesota beat the Lakers in five? That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. I think we always were in love with the postseason pedigree of these Warriors, Steph, Draymond, and that playoff experience, maybe not in San Francisco, but that Jimmy Butler does possess. So What are we missing here in terms of the number?
I think it's just how wonky round number one was, where it's like, oh, 2 seed, 7 seed. Yeah, 7 seed's much better. And then the 7 seed was supposed to pulverize them and win in 5 games, and it turned out to be 7 games. Are they as good? And, boy, we didn't know Minnesota was this good. They handled the Los Angeles Lakers, who are just two men, and Austin Reeves, give me some points, and nobody else on that team. And the perfect setup was the Timberwolves actually had a center and the Lakers don't.
Yeah.
That's probably going to change a little bit with the physicality coming into the series. But you're right about it. The love for the Warriors in round number one doesn't seem to be there in round number two.
And I didn't love the love for the Warriors entering the NBA postseason, even before the play-in tournament, understanding what they would have in their way. But if you had that optimism before we even started playoff action, and maybe it took you 7 games, but you advanced to round two, I actually think there is some value on Golden State's number entering the start of the conference semifinals tonight. Some best bets around the NBA postseason up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Live right here on the early line on Sports Grid. He's Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. Live in studio, in person together. We'll do it again later this week as well. DRS, before we go here, we're going to give people some best bets from around the NBA postseason, Major League Baseball as well. So let's not bury the lead any further. It's time now for Bye Bye Bye. All right, full Major League Baseball slate on this Tuesday. Yep. Even an extra game, a doubleheader in D.C. 16 games in total, all 30 MLB teams in action. A doubleheader of NBA playoff games tonight as well. Game 2 in Cleveland. Game number 1 in Minnesota between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Where do you look for your best bet, DRS, on this Tuesday?
Yeah, we got a couple. Do you want to just rip through? Do we do NBA first and Major League Baseball first? Why don't we go Major League Baseball first at this point right now? Two games to take a look at. And again, some games that we might that have previewed, some that we have. Take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies and the Tampa Bay Rays today. Zach Wheeler versus Rasmussen. This game is in the heat and humidity in Tampa, but two pretty good pitchers on the mound. They get some lineups that can be held down. I don't think we get 9 runs in Tampa tonight. I'll go under 8.5 as play number one in Major League Baseball. And then we also talked about the other one here. The San Diego Padres on the road to take on the New York Yankees. I have the better pitcher on the mound in Michael King over Schmidt. Not a great lineup on either side. That game probably stays under, but how about a minus 112 price here on the road team, the Padres? I'll take that as well. For a little bit more baseball action today.
I love that, DRS. Yeah. I don't have a Major League Baseball best bet. Mm-hmm. I don't host pro baseball today, so I'll let you handle that. So I'll get us started in the NBA playoffs tonight as well. Something you said at the very end of our breakdown of this series between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. We saw Minnesota be dominant over LA because of the lack of center or interior presence for J.J. Redick and the Lakers. It was the main storyline in Game 4 and certainly in Game 5 when Rudy Gobert had a 27-point, 24-rebound performance to lead Minnesota to the gentleman's sweep over LA. Where does Golden State lack as well in terms of their lineup and roster construction? Size down low. Draymond Green can play it, right? But they normally play a lot of small ball. I expect Rudy Gobert to have a really good series. The Warriors, a much better defensive team than the Lakers ever are at this moment in Los Angeles. But if we're going to see Rudy Gobert play well, I also think the interior presence of Julius Randle is a big reason Minnesota is favored tonight, laying 6.5 points in game number one, favored to win this series outright as well. Randle, who was great for Minnesota in those five games, against the team that drafted him in the Lakers, 22 or more in the final four games of that series, including a 23-point performance in game number 5 to clinch that set. Give me Julius Randle over 20.5 points tonight, DRS, for the Timberwolves in game number 1 against Golden State.
Makes some sense. It certainly does. For me, I'll take a look also at the Indiana Pacers here getting the 9 points. I think they stay within that margin and also an under of 229.5, which means that I think that game is going to slow down just a bit because you have the urgency coming from the Cavs side here. Also, game number 2, Buddy Hield and the Golden State Warriors, match them up here. Over 2.5 3-point shots at a plus number, and also the Warriors at plus 6.5. If you parlay that together, it's a plus 269 price. I always like to say this, Ben.
Yeah.
When an athlete that plays at a high level has a great shooting night in the NBA, he doesn't go, now's my chance to let Podziemski get off now. No, he wants to shoot again. So if I'm anticipating 6 3-point shots taken from Buddy Hield, I got to be able to knock down 3 of those because they're probably going to be wide open.
It is interesting because Buddy Hield performed so well in Game 7. Was he doing that the entirety of the opening round set against Houston? No.
Nope.
But when you come off 9 made threes,
correct,
to get a third of those does not seem overly crazy for this Golden State side. I wonder what the Warriors starting five is going to look like tonight. I wonder what a couple of those rotational matchups are going to be because of the size and physicality of Minnesota. Donnie, we'll talk about it more tomorrow as well, or you'll talk about it more tomorrow as well, entering game number 2 in Oklahoma City, Thunder and the Nuggets after Denver wins outright as a double-digit dog. Same story, of course, inside TD Garden for the Celtics and the Warriors. Both teams, Boston and Oklahoma City, stronger favorites for game number 2 than they were in game 1, needing, it is necessary to get those opening 2 game splits. Same kind of story for Cleveland. They were an 8.5-point favorite for game 1, laying 9 right now. You would think that if the Cavaliers are going to win this game comfortably to even up the series, it starts in the opening half. Cleveland a 5.5-point favorite for those opening 2 quarters.
And that's absolutely the way to go, no doubt about it, because you got to set the tone on your home court here. It's one of those like, let the Pacers run out to an 8-point lead. That doesn't make any sense. And by the way, tomorrow's games, 10 and 11. If I ask you right now, what's the propensity for a blowout situation for me? It's probably the Knicks getting blown out more than the Denver Nuggets.
And I still think there would be a lot of enthusiasm, even if New York does not look great tomorrow night inside TD Garden, to head to the other garden. That would be Madison Square. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We hope you enjoyed this Tuesday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. Show returns tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.